Mexico's President Vicente Fox speaks to a joint meeting of Congress today. It's part of a 3-day state visit aimed at fostering greater cooperation between Mexico and the United States. The two countries already cooperate in the energy sector. New power plants are being built in the Mexican state of Baja California, partly to serve the demand of U.S. customers. Mexicans who live in the area hope they'll also benefit from the new plants. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Wholesale electric prices in California have been coming down this summer, thanks in part to relatively cool weather, which has reduced demand for air conditioning. In Mexicali, Mexico, however, electric bills are still sky high, and so is the temperature. The mercury in Mexicali topped 108 degrees this week. Beatrice Garcia does a brisk business, selling ice-cold drinks along Avenida Reforma. But for every dollar she takes in, Garcia has to pay nearly 15 cents just to power the tiny air conditioning unit that helps to cool her wooden taco stand. Electricity is very expensive in Mexicali, she says. When it's hot like this, some people pay 1,000 pesos a month, sometimes more.
I work and my husband does too, but there are families here where only the father works because there are several children to take care of. So let's say he works in a factory where he makes 700 or 800 pesos a week. They can't afford to pay the electric bill when it's that high.
Factory work is common in Mexicali, a border city at the edge of the San Felipe Desert, about 120 miles southeast of San Diego. Nearly 60,000 people work in the export-oriented maquiladoras here, making televisions and other goods for companies like Sony and Mitsubishi. Researchers at the local university say some workers spend up to 40% of their paychecks on electric bills. Fernando Arango, who heads an association of maquiladoras, says just running an air conditioner can cost the equivalent of $300 a month.
A lot of the units are generally not brand new and not that efficient, so they tend to consume a lot more energy than the units in the United States. It's a concern to everybody.
Despite its unforgiving climate, Mexicali is a thriving agricultural community and the seat of Baja California's state government. Lately, it's also the center of a booming energy business. Two big power plants are under construction here, and more are on the drawing board. Sempra Energy, the parent company of San Diego Gas and Electric, plans to complete a $350 million plant in about 2 years. Sempra's group president, Don Felsinger, says the company spent almost that long just getting a permit to build a similar plant north of the border.
We are building to the same requirements as if we were building in California. It's just that from start to finish, it's a faster process.
Sempra's 600-megawatt plant will produce nearly enough electricity to power all of Mexicali. But for now, at least, the power won't be staying here. A new 10-mile transmission line will carry the electricity across the border to be sold into the markets of California and Arizona. Felsinger says eventually the plant might supply power to Mexico as well.
We will look for our market wherever the market comes about, and if it happens to be more in the U.S. in the early years, that's fine. And if Mexico provides more opportunities in the later years, we also expect that to happen.
Mexico's federal government welcomes the new power plants and is encouraging other energy companies to build here. But local politicians want to make sure Mexicali gets something in return. Baja California's incoming governor, Eugenio Alordwi, hopes area residents will see a break in their electric bills.
We must determine that the energy produced in Mexicali, for example, not only can it be for export or industrial use, but also for the household. And at a fair price. And nobody wants it free, but nobody wants to get gouged.
The new power plants are just the latest step in a sometimes halting journey towards energy cooperation between the U.S. and Mexico. In the 1980s, San Diego Gas and Electric built the first high-voltage transmission lines across the border to import geothermal power from Baja California. More recently, Sempra Energy built a 23-mile pipeline to carry natural gas in the opposite direction. Sempra's Felsinger says the two countries are moving to a point where energy flows seamlessly across the border, just as it does between the U.S. and Canada.
And that's one of the things that President Fox and President Bush have talked about, is basically having an integrated North American energy market, and we're well on our way to get there. And I think at the end of the day, it will provide kind of a strong economic base for all of North America.
That would be welcome in Mexicali, where residents are looking forward to some relief from the late summer heat and costly electric bills. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Mexicali, Mexico.